With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it bonjour. Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Ah, it's the month of love.
Cupid St. Valentine is approaching.
St. Valentine's coming down to shoot us. With his bow and arrow.
Anyway, happy Wednesday. How's the week going? How are we feeling?
What's going on? Are you walking on the treadmill? Are you out in nature?
Cleaning up.
Are you cleaning? Are you...
Are you on the tube?
On
are you
the
on public
tube?
Transport?
Are you on public transport? Are you in the car?
Mm.
Are you doing a long haul job? Are you on a flight?
Are you at the airport?
Where are you flying to?
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, you're at the airport. Where else could you be? I suppose weekly shop, supermarket.
Yeah, supermarket vibes. For sure.
Or are you sat, you know, with your friends and it's out loud?
Wow, are we coming out
of
a speaker?
Or are we playing in the office? I've heard that's happened a couple
Whoa.
Times. They're like, oh, we'll listen to it in the office.
No.
Out loud in the office.
Wow, that makes me feel shy.
Scared. Getting a bit shy with all guys listening.
I'm now suddenly so conscious of what I'm saying.
God, everyone get back to work. Okay.
Everyone concentrate.
Please.
It's not time for a tea break just yet.
Get yourself a snack. But yes, anyway, welcome back.
Happy Wednesday. We've had a whole debrief this morning.
Yes, we have. It's currently 11 a.m. Not too early, not too late.
The drama really is never ending.
The drama's never ending, guys. Goodness me. And the
song is correct.
God.
Trust. It's like that girl last week. Trust, the drama is never ending.
Trust, the drama is never ending.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
So welcome back. It's girl talk.
Are we ready
for some girl talk? Feeling some girly chats?
Yeah, we love to see it. Yeah.
Okay.
And guys, this question of the week
came from Chintzia's brain.
Guys, this literally just came from my brain. How genius is this question of the week?
Genius. Question of the week is short and simple. For our girl talk on this
genius
Wednesday.
Genius piece of literature.
Do you keep a diary?
Oh, fuck me. Wow.
Do you keep a diary?
But like, imagine if we did.
Like, Every day. When I was younger, like when I was a child.
I've definitely been through phases.
When I was maybe like, you know, seven, eight, I did a little diary. Like I remember I went on holiday once and I wrote in my diary every night. And I've read it back a few times.
Very good of you. Very mindful of a child, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think I was on holiday with like, you know, family, friends, and we were kind of the girls doing our little diary. And
it's kind of like, oh, I've got secrets.
Yeah, my secrets. Like, I'm a grown up that you don't know what's in my diary.
Yeah, because I defo had.
But I don't as an adult. No. I really don't.
Because imagine this, if from the age of 10, we genuinely
kept a diary.
And maybe it was just like four nights a week. Doesn't even have to be every day.
once a week,
even just once a week, a little entry, and you could go, and we could go back now. If I could flip the pages and it's 2010 and it's like November 7th 2010, and what am I doing, what was I doing 10 years ago? Oh, I was 13. No, maybe let's say 2016. What were we doing in 2016?
Chaos.
This school is fucking hell. These exams are doing my fucking nutting.
This boy is a fucking twat.
This art exam is pissing me off. But the only thing that's getting me through is Cody Simpson and playing
Gap
his music.
Vibes.
And fucking our Gap Year. Like, that would be so hilariously amazing.
I know.
But unfortunately, it was never us.
Something that I have done and do still have, which I do really genuinely recommend, is I've written letters to myself.
I suppose that's like a branch of it.
Yeah. When I was 16, I wrote 16. A letter to open when I was 18.
Yeah.
Did that. That was weird.
Yeah.
17, wrote a letter. When I was 18, I wrote a letter. Mm-hmm. I think when I was 20, going through a bit of a, I don't know what's going on, wrote a letter. And I've not wrote myself a letter in a couple years,
but
I still have the letters. And when I'll often read them back.
Maybe when you're 25,
and I'll be like,
do you
want to open
when you're 30?
Yeah, because it really does help you reflect. Because when you read it, you're almost like right back in that place you were when you wrote it.
Because it makes you realise, oh,
how
shit,
far you've come.
We've actually come a while. Because when you look back, you can't. It's
hard to see progress.
It's hard to see it, yeah, because you kind of forget what it was like or what you were going through. Because it's hard to remember that shit. So if it's verbally written.
And it was like all sorts, and these little details, it's like, God, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, I hope when you open this, you know, you've done this, and when you have, it's like, wow, fucking hell.
And then you feel this air of like accomplishment and gratitude.
Yeah.
And
so I think writing yourself a letter, like on your birthday, maybe, or just in a normal day, I think to open in like, you know, a year's
at
time.
Least a year.
You know, say if you wrote yourself a letter now, you know, in January, to open in December or next January. I might do that.
Gorgeous.
Because I've done it in the past and I've really enjoyed it. And that's more realistic for me than writing a diary.
Yes.
It seems more doable because you write it once and you kind of just tuck it away and you forget about it and then you revisit it.
Because it reminds me of My Policeman.
Oh my God.
Because I watched it again the other day. And
Amazon Prime.
And he kept a diary every single day. Mm. And then this lady, if you've never watched it, can literally go back and read what happened day to day, you know, like 20 years ago. Mm. And it's insane.
Mental.
Like, imagine. Mm. Insane.
So you guys, 26%. Yes, I love it.
Oh, I love you guys.
74 in the CBA camp.
You see, the CBA is, you know, I'm there with you.
I'm there with you
as well.
I mean,
think we both had a stint of doing 5 minute journal. What's that, 5 minute a day?
Yes. Well, that's not what I see as a diary. Journal's different. A journal for me is like goal planning. Like, I do a to-do list most days. Like, before I go to sleep, I write a to-do list of, okay, tomorrow I need to do this,
do you know
this,
what? I'm gonna buy just an empty notebook.
Okay.
Empty notebook. And if it's on my bedside table with, you know,
a pen.
With a pen that's got a lot of ink in it, because I could see, you know, all the pen runs out. Ugh, easy excuse.
Maybe.
You know, maybe a pencil with a sharpener by it, you know. There is literally no excuse. You just be like, today I went and did the podcast. I wore, you know, dark blue jeans. And
I think you're supposed to talk about your emotions.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's your diary. You can do what you want.
Yeah, you give a bit of context.
Yeah, but set the scene.
Look, I'm picturing when I'm 35.
Right.
And I'm opening, imagine this, I'm 35. Mm. I'm opening up my diary. Mm. Oh, let's read what it was like when I was 25. Mm. right? I'm opening it up. Yeah, a bit of context on what I was wearing. So say I'm reading this to my kids. Oh, my God.
I had a bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, look. And I was wearing dark denim jeans. God, they were in style back then. And I was wearing New Balance 550s. They were in style back then. Giving it a bit of context and then going, but this is how I'm really feeling. You know, or it's like, you know, for my breakfast, I had rye bread with hard-boiled eggs and truff hot sauce, you know, and it's like, oh, I remember when I had that phase when I was eating those boiled eggs.
Well, I love that for you.
Yeah, I'd and like then to... you get into your emotions.
I hope you can do that.
Yeah, we'll see, hey.
Yeah, we'll see.
Wait, has anyone replied and said like...
I'm about to read it, but you went on your tangent being 35. So, for the past 3 years...
Wow, well done.
I have written a diary entry every day.
Honestly, you deserve a medal. Like,
started it when I was 16. Wow. I'm now 19. And I love that I can look back at any day I want and see what I did, how I was feeling.
That is literally
especially
insane.
Since during these past few years, I've had a massive battle with mental illness.
Yeah.
I feel like my future self will thank me for recording this time of my life.
I think it's fantastic.
Wow. I would say more of a journal just to check in with myself and note down any strong emotions. Mm-hmm. Last year, I stopped putting pressure on myself to write in it every day. And instead, just when it feels right, and it's great.
Maybe that's a better attitude to have. It's just like, oh, you know what? I just feel like getting out some things on paper like today, you know.
This girl's put no, but I spent a year living and working abroad last year, and now I regret not keeping a diary because there were so many good things that happened, the good, the bad, and the crazy. And I forget about them until someone else mentions it. I wish I'd kept a diary, and it would be a great thing to look back on when I'm older.
You know what I think is kind of like our modern day diary? Vlogging.
Yes, capturing memories.
So we can look back on a video from 2018. I remember
we would always say that.
Yeah,
like we when we did a get ready with us for prom.
Yeah,
we were always very like into taking a lot of pictures.
We were quite mindful of that. Actually.
We were. I remember being we were very like, oh my God, we're gonna watch this back when we're like 35 and show our kids. And we were always very like, we should film ourselves.
We would always
we can look
say
back
that.
On it. We would always say that.
And all those and all those little. Trips like when we did our
first
trip,
we kind of don't say it anymore in nowadays, but I remember in the beginning we were like, we need to film all of this because we can look back and it's so
you
true
see, so we do have a form of a diary
reflection. Yeah, we do.
Suppose we don't sit there and say how we're feeling, but it's more of like a memory capture.
Yes,
you know, when it's like, oh, gorgeous.
Journaling really helped me make sense of my full spectrum of emotions and sometimes to keep myself in check. Mm. I tend to write lists of why I ended something or didn't do something so I can revisit it when my brain tries to trick me into seeing only the good. I never did until this year, and it has changed my life.
Wow.
I feel so much more organized, and anytime life feels overwhelming, I write it in my diary and count down to exciting events to come.
Wow, guys. I think let's all just get ourselves a piece of paper.
Daily journal, even if it's just a couple of sentences, someone said.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think maybe when
I
you
wish
think,
I could, but I keep forgetting, yeah.
Maybe when you think diary, do you think like paragraphs and paragraphs of
pages.
Pages.
But it could literally just be three lines, two lines, a sentence.
Yeah, because what's the date today? Get ourselves some quill.
Yeah.
An ink pen. No, what were those?
A scroll.
Wait, what were those pens? Remember when, like, in school, some girls
fountain
would have pens.
A fountain pen. The left-handers got those special pens with, like, the thing that stuck out at the bottom.
I always remember this one girl. She had a pink fountain pen. Remember?
Louise.
And I thought, I fucking went. And it was, like, blue ink. It was, like, a beautiful blue ink.
Her pen was beautiful.
With a pink fountain pen. With her
Everything
name engraved. Name engraved.
Wonder what she's doing.
And
now.
Yeah, her writing was so neat. It was such like she was a robot.
It was.
And then I remember begging for a fountain pen.
And when she had to erase something, it was stressful.
Yes.
It was like, oh no.
It was a frustration.
Mm.
But she would erase it neatly. She would just black it out, block it out, make
start
it look
again.
So neat, and start again.
Little asterisks.
Yeah. But then it just would never reflect the same when I got my fountain pen. Because it's just like...
It smudges all over.
Just
the place.
Smudges all over. It's just...
It doesn't hit the same,
does it? It's got to come naturally. It's why I just... Yeah.
So maybe we should start keeping a diary. Honestly, writing a letter to yourself, I would highly recommend that. And I know it's achievable for us to actually do.
Because look, that could take you... Look, let's say... realistically if we're thinking about 15 minutes if we're actually going to reflect or half an hour if we're really going to reflect
if we're really going to delve
but all 5 minutes if you just want it to be a quickie And also, you can just write in your notes app as it's your no excuse.
Yes, you don't need to, you know, listen, have something physical.
All of us, we're spending hours on our phones. Mm. You can go to your notes app, take five minutes.
10 minutes and just do some bullet points.
Yeah, let's all do that. Baby. Right, so maybe you girls are getting yourselves in some little pickles. Sticky here this summertime. It's only January, but we're already thinking about the girls' trips and the girls' holidays.
I like the organisation. I'm here for it.
Me too, because
there's that motivation where it's like, come on there, girls, where are we going?
Yeah, because we're organised.
We are.
We're going to Mykonos June 18th of June, bitch.
Is that our date?
Yes.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because we're seeing Harry Styles on the 14th or the 15th or the 16th. It's the 16th, and then we're flying off.
Boom, on the
18th. What a week. Can't wait for that week.
See you out
there. Right. So, quite simply, I want out of my girls' trip, but I don't know how to say it.
How did we get here, hey?
Well, this she is awkward. Said, I hope y'all can help me out with this dilemma. I think she's American.
Oh, my God.
Okay, y'all.
Okay, y'all.
Okay, y'all. Right. I apologize. Sorry, I need to... I'm going to go into American. I just need to get out of that. I apologize in advance if this is a bit choppy. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
I have a girls' trip planned at the end of this year. End of this year. Very, very planned in advance, guys.
I like it.
So you're
like
saying
it.
In January, we are planning trips for December. That is fantastic.
Well, we need to book this time off work. Yeah, you know, this is of course. Hard times out here.
So yeah, I have a girls' trip planned at the end of this year that kind of got blown out of proportions. Okay.
Okay.
It's my 25th birthday this year. Same as Sophia.
Same, twins.
Birthday twins.
How are you feeling about it?
Yeah.
A little bit panicked, but it's okay.
No, be positive. You're joining the 25 Club. It's all good vibes. Mm-hmm. And it's something I've been looking forward to since I was a kid. Oh, so her 25th birthday
has
is
been
big
something
one.
Quite monumental. Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite childhood books is a coming of age story about a 25-year-old girl.
Oh, okay.
We should read this. When I was young, I sort of thought that 25 was the start of real adulthood.
Mm.
I don't, yeah, well, your frontal lobe develops at 25. Mm. What is your frontal lobe?
I don't know. Is it part of the brain?
I always say, well, like, yeah, your ear. Frontal lobe. It sounds like another
what
top
is
or
the frontal lobe?
Yeah, it sounds like another lobe at the back of your head or some shit.
I think it's at the front of the brain, the frontal.
Oh, is it in your brain?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, all right. We can look that up another day.
Mm, that's not important.
Right. She said, I don't believe this now, of course, but it's become an inside joke. And more importantly, it spearheaded my love for reading as I fell in love with storytelling. This is lovely.
This is so well written. I can tell you're a reader.
It's same.
Like myself.
I love literature, just like you.
I actually do read. That wasn't
a
joke.
She does.
But I don't read heavy novels. I'm currently reading Michael McIntyre's autobiography.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
So I decided that I would celebrate my 25th big to really mark the occasion. Okay, so this is like a big deal.
Yeah.
25th.
You've always saw this as this is a big birthday.
From my childhood, like there's a lot of weight around the 25th, you know.
You've thought about this for like, you know, imagine on my 25th, what am I going to do? What am I going to be doing? You know, you've really pinpointed.
Yeah.
You've really marked this moment.
And also like you've been dreaming about it for a long time. And she says, look, generally I'm not a big birthday person,
so
like this is a big
it.
deal. I usually just sleep in and go get a dinner and that's enough, but this is a birthday I've actually been waiting for. As I'm sure you can imagine. I'm glad we understand the context now. So I'm currently doing my PhD.
Wow.
Got some intelligence in the building
beauty
today.
Beauty and brains.
Yeah, beauty and brains.
She's
her
beauty,
frontal lobe's
100%
developed. I bet your frontal lobe developed when you were 20.
A long time ago.
Oh, this is just kicking in.
Pathways are just forming.
The neurons are still forming and the cells are still merging together. What does that even mean? The pathways. The microorganisms are only
the
just
pathways
forming
in the brain.
In the brain. They're just fusing together now. Okay, so I have made some great friends whilst at school.
Lovely.
That I cherish dearly.
Great news.
We travel a lot together and just have a great time in general. So we're a group of five, including me. Sarah, Susan, Nicole, and Amanda.
Nicole.
Sorry, I hope they're fake names. They should be. Sarah, Nicole? Susan, Nicole and Amanda. Sarah, Susan, Nicole
and Amanda. They're just names that just sound great just in the American so accent.
Sarah, Susan,
and Amanda.
Nicole and Amanda. Okay, so
all you're missing is an Alex.
Yeah. And so well, let's say so Sarah, and Susan, Nicole, and Amanda, and then
Nicole. Sorry. Brooke, we're just missing Brooke and Audrina. Yeah.
Okay, well, Brooke can be the girl who's writing in. Brooke. Okay. So hey, I'm Brooke, and then we've got Sarah, Susan, Nicole.
Sorry, keep okay. reading.
So we're a group of five.
People are getting pissed off now.
Right. I have traveled with the lot of them together, and it's been chaotic as some of us are much more go with the flow than others. Okay,
okay, so you say so you've had a group trip before and it's been chaos.
It's not been so smooth because, yeah, look, that's five people. Not everyone's the same. Not everyone's going to want to do the same thing at the same time.
Mm. Also, different people. There's a lot of politics. You know, people have very different ideas of what a holiday is to them. Like for some people, a holiday is snoozing, like lying in bed, taking it slow, getting to the pool you know, 1 o'clock, just chilling out there for a few, then getting ready and going. Some people, they want to be up bright and early, seizing the day, want to be on the sunbed for 10 o'clock, want to have had breakfast, you know.
Yeah.
Or people want to be active and out. Some people want to get drunk activities every night. And some people are thinking, no, I want to like chill out and have early nights. I'm here to rest and recover. Yeah. People's definition of a holiday can be very different.
Yeah. Also, some people want to splash the cash. Like, I'm on holiday. Let's go to this expensive dinner. And I want to go and do this expensive day out. Other people are like, no, like, let's just go and have dinner here and chill. And so, look, get
politics.
That. So, and also just another point, if you've never like lived with any of these people, you don't really know how you don't like how are they in the mornings and you know, when it's
what time do they go to bed,
you know. It's just the same as, you know, traveling with a boyfriend for the first time. It's like, what's this gonna be like?
Yeah.
Like, what are you like 24 hours of the day, like
7 days a week,
7 days a freaking week. So la la la. So I've traveled with Sarah and Susan and Nicole alone. Okay. So we've just not been away with Amanda before. And it has been okay. She literally wrote like that. So like she put it in caps like, okay. Sarah and Susan have some sort of pent up dislike for each other. Well, this isn't going to work out.
Right.
Okay. So Sarah and Susan kind of clash.
Okay.
Nothing too serious. They just don't match personality wise.
Okay.
That can make traveling with them super annoying and brings down the whole mood.
Because on holiday, it's heightened. There can be stressful moments when traveling and things can go wrong. And
luggage can go missing.
It can be a real test of, do we get on or not?
Reservations can be missed. You know, also like, say like two of you are ready to leave, three of you aren't. That can piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Or like, I've got my makeup on. Oh, she's not even started hers. Are we not leaving yet?
Yeah.
Or Sarah's sure getting
she's
a lot of pics.
She's still hungover and we want to go. Yeah. Okay, let's get to it.
Or, you know, Nicole did a big fat shit in the toilet.
Nicole's looking black, the toilet.
Sophia's blocked the toilet a few times, I can tell you that.
Excuse me. Chinsey doesn't even flush.
Where were you when these?
I was like, my poop didn't flush.
Oh, in LA, her poop wasn't going down the toilet. She was like, I'm gonna keep trying.
Oh, yeah.
She said,
and the babe was coming in, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
She's like, "I'm gonna keep trying.
Just give me a few minutes."
Look, it happens. Some toilets just can't handle a big fat hard shit.
Just can't handle it. They don't have the power.
Sometimes they can only handle sloppy ones, you know. Right, moving on. Okay, so
where are we up to? The group's not gelling.
So we just said Sarah and Susan clash sometimes. Okay, so this past year, me, Nicole, Amanda, and my brother. Okay, so this is without Sarah and Susan. Went on a trip together for summer break for a week, and it was such a fun trip. The vibes were absolutely immaculate from start to finish.
Got
so it. Sarah and Susan sound like the anomalies? anomalies here.
They're just the ones that are bringing it down.
Yeah. No fighting, no drama, and when we encountered hiccups, they were handled with such ease.
Mm. Oh, I guess obviously having your brother there, a bit of testosterone in the group, yeah, also helps to mellow things out sometimes.
Balance out the girls as well.
Yeah.
It was a vacation from heaven. Later that summer, me, Susan, and Amanda went on a small weekend trip. And seriously, and I was seriously going to lose my mind. So Susan came into the picture. Granted, Sarah wasn't there, but still, you were going to lose your mind. Susan is a bit more fussy than I like and makes everything super difficult. I didn't notice how annoying it was till that trip. Right. Okay, so you're noticing things, and when other people aren't there, it's kind of a bit better. And the entire trip was tainted by her nagging, which gets a lot worse when she's with Sarah for some reason.
Okay.
Right, we're learning a lot about the group here. Mm. So I've been deciding what I want to do for my 25th for a long time.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to figure out who I actually want there. Mm. Sarah and Susan. I've done a few test runs. Yeah,
I've done a few tests. And a couple of you aren't making the cut.
I planned a few weekend trips and tested some things out. And I finally concluded I was going to go backpacking across South America.
Wow,
incredible. Another childhood dream of mine.
Okay.
I mentioned this to Nicole, as I am closest to her, and said I would love for her to come with.
Okay. No problem so far.
Yeah, so we've invited Nicole on the backpacking trip. In my head, I really just wanted to go with the same crew for that first summer trip. Me, Nicole, Amanda, and my brother. Because it was such a dream. It naturally came up in conversation with the whole group of girls, and suddenly people were asking about dates, trying to arrange their schedules, etc.
Everyone wants to go backpacking.
Right. In that moment, I honestly was overcome with disappointment. All I was thinking was that I shouldn't have told anyone and should have just done the whole trip alone or just with my brother. I love my friends, but this is not a regular vacation. I had
This means a lot to you.
It means a lot. I had a lot more patience back then because I had no personal stake in the trip, of course. But this is your trip. This is your birthday. This is your dream, you know. Also, like, you've dreamt about backpacking across South America.
And your 25th.
It's a double whammy here. There's a lot of pressure on this trip.
To be the way that you want it.
Yeah. But this trip is different. I've looked forward to it for such a long time. And it is very symbolic for me. I know Sarah and Susan are going to be bickering about things, and I know that Susan is going to be too naggy. I do not want to be dealing with that. Besides that, I want to keep the group small. I'm planning everything for this trip, and it's just easy to do it with four people.
Yeah,
true.
It is. Rooms are easier. Yeah, true. Being there.
Yeah. Right, we're almost at the end. Since this conversation, all the girls have marked on their calendars the dates for the trip. Very presumptuous of the girls, but I suppose...
Easy mistake to make
for them. And Sarah has even taken time out of work in advance.
Shit.
This trip is in December, so we've got a while, but her job is just strict. How do I bring it up that I only want some of them to come with Nicole and Amanda? And is that even possible? Please let me know.
This is really tricky.
Right. Good things, we've got 11 months.
Plenty of time.
Okay. Bad things, Sarah's already taken the time off work and she thinks she's coming.
Well, the bad thing is we're going to have an awkward conversation now because you've presumed that you'll come in and this is a group trip when I'm secretly sat here thinking, oh, fuck, I actually only wanted it to be
Nicole and Amanda.
And my brother.
And
not Sarah and Susan.
Right. Sorry. So
what to do here?
Look, this is serious to you. You don't want Sarah and Susan there. How can we communicate in this in a way that won't hurt feelings, won't damage friendships, and will...
Like, how would we genuinely communicate this? Let's say we book a holiday, me and you.
And
we're
Lydia,
talking about it. Yeah. We're talking about it to two friends. They assume... oh my God, yeah, I'll book it. I'll book the days off. Yeah, I'll check with him if he can have,
or he can have the kids,
There's a group chat being made, you know, called Mykonos 2023.
Yeah. And we're thinking, fuck that.
Oh shit.
This was just going to be a
S&C
trip. You know, because we can, look, it's just better when there's just the two of us.
It's much easier. It's much,
you know, dinner reservations are easier. Mm. We're on the same schedule. Mm. You know,
it's hassle free.
I can take Sophia's pics, she can take mine. You know, there's just two sun lounges around the pool, you know what I mean? And it's
easy done.
We like the same food.
Split the bill in half.
We like the same food. We like the same restaurants. Mm. We like the same cuisines. Mm. We like to do the same things.
And it's easy.
We drink the same amount of alcohol. It's easy.
So how would we genuinely...
Well, me and Sophia would probably come up with some fake excuse.
And cancel it and rebook something else.
Yeah, we'd probably think, what lie can we tell?
to get ourselves out of it,
genuinely.
Situation.
So what lie could we conjure up? I'm thinking something about your brother, honestly. Mm. Can we angle it like, oh, my brother doesn't want you guys to come? Or no. I don't know. What can, you know, I think the brother could be a good tool here.
Tool.
To like kind of say like he feels uncomfortable, he doesn't know you guys that well, or
do you know what you could do here?
Yeah.
And this is playing a bit of a long game.
Wait, I think we've just come up with the same idea.
Okay, this is playing a bit of a long game, but something that you could do is
The trip's cancelled. We've got the same idea, yeah.
The trip is cancelled. And I think you could say, look, girls, like I really love that you're all so excited about, you know, my 25th birthday trip. But, you know, it's really special birthday to me. I've been thinking about it for a while. And, you know, I was at home at the weekend and I was speaking to my brother. And I've honestly decided that I just want to do this trip with my brother. Just the two of us.
Gorge.
I just want to go away. Like my mum might even come. Like, you know, my cousin might come. I think I'm actually going to make this a family trip.
Yeah.
So sorry to kind of cancel this. It kind of all got ran away. I kind of got the idea ran away with us all.
But I think we all just got a bit ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not till December. We've all got loads of time to, you know, reshuffle our schedules. But I would love to do something, you know, with the girls this year, you know, in my 25th year. But I think that's actually going to be a family thing.
Yeah.
That's one fire put out, okay? Then leave it. Don't talk about it for a while, a few months. You've got a whole year. And then I think what you do is...
Are you going to communicate to Amanda and Nicole, guys, you're still coming, just keep it hush-hush?
But I think you do that literally in August.
Yeah.
Like, let this all cool off. Let people forget about it. Let your other girls make
their own plans,
book their own holidays, do their own thing. You know, you've locked your brother in, you know, for this time. And I think, I mean, look, if you want to secretly tell Nicole, because she's your like bezzy mate, like, look, babe, we're still going, but I just want to get the group out of here.
You could just say that to
Nicole. Could just say her if you feel like you could do that. If not, I think just lay low, let everyone forget about this, and then near the time you could just speak to Nicole and Amanda individually and they could just kind of tag along, and it could just be like, oh yeah, well, it kind of just worked out that way, and you know, I don't really know what happened there, and we're just
because
gonna go, the four of us,
you did
like
say,
we did that summer before, and it was
you did say in your email that you kind of just wish it was you and your brother. So it's fine if we just cancel it for everyone. Nicole and Amanda, no one thinks they're coming. And then like
family vibes,
if when the time comes everyone's forgotten about it, we can then invite Nicole and Amanda again. And it's fine, it's not drama,
it's a bit more under the radar.
Solved it.
And it's a bit more like, oh, that just happened to work
solved
out that way
it.
That would be our
solved
advice
it. Because if someone came to me and said, hey guys, you know, this trip, I actually, sorry guys, I think I just want it to be with my sister, and I think my mum might come.
Yeah.
And it's just family vibes.
It's
going to
be a bit
of
a family trip.
You know, I was with the family at the weekend and we were just
talking
about it.
No one will argue with that.
You can't argue with a family trip.
No one will dispute that.
You can't dispute a trip that your mother might be coming on.
Yep. End of story. Baby. Okay, next dilemma. Trying not to ruin my 15-year friendship.
Fuck.
Okay, let's try.
Well, let's try.
Having a bit of a best friend roommate dilemma.
Roommate dilemma, all right.
Let's call her Susan.
Okay, Susie.
Susan and I became best friends when we were 8 years old.
Oh, gorgeous.
And we're now 24.
Gorgeous.
And have been roommates for a month.
Okay.
We are very similar in a lot of ways, but unlike me, Susan has never kissed a boy, never had a boyfriend, and not really ever been on a date.
Okay.
She keeps her crushes private and doesn't really talk about her love life much. Fair enough.
Each to their own.
For the past few months, she has been crushing on a boy, Brian, from our hometown.
Crushing on a guy.
We live 6 hours away in a city now. So okay. It's kind of far. And I have been encouraging her to make a move and see if he likes her back. You know, go for it.
Yeah.
Neither of us could tell if they were hanging out as friends or romantically.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But it's been fun to see her open up.
Oh, nice.
Last week, Susan was out of town for work and I happened to see Brian out one morning getting coffee. We chatted for a bit and he asked if I wanted to get lunch after.
Darn it. Do you not know who my bestie is?
I thought this was my chance to see how he felt about Susan. Like, I thought he wanted to talk about Susan.
Of course. That would make sense. So I said,
sure.
Shit.
We had a good platonic lunch.
Okay.
And he mentioned that his birthday was the next day. But he doesn't have any friends in this new city, so he wasn't sure what to do.
What about Sarah or Susan?
Sarah's away, I think.
What about Susan?
Susan's away. I offered to take him to a bar the next day for his birthday so he wouldn't be alone.
Aww.
And I called Susan on the phone after all of this to update her on my weird day with Brian.
Okay.
Brian's birthday was the next night, and I was starting to feel like there might be date vibes.
Shit.
We're sitting in this dimly lit bar, drinking way too much, but having such a good time. In my drunk brain, I knew this might end badly, but I was in too deep to stop anything. We came back to my place to watch a movie afterwards.
Ooh, so look, you kind of knew it was happening, but you couldn't really stop it. And then
you didn't want to stop it.
You didn't want to stop it.
You were liking it. You're enjoying it.
Susie's away.
Susan is still gone for 2 more days.
Okay.
Obviously, things got hot and heavy, and he ended up spending the night.
But my question is, were you even talking about Susan?
Well, this is the next thing.
Oh.
While he was over, we talked about Susan.
Oh.
And he had no idea that she had feelings for him. So he didn't even think about our situation being weird.
So he didn't even consider, oh, you're best friends with Susan. Like, I can't, you know, or that might be girl code.
Apparently, he hasn't even thought about Susan in that
way.
Or did he just say that? Who knows? My feelings for him are growing as we have talked basically every day since. However, I have a pit in my stomach because Susan still talks about him as a crush because she doesn't know what I've done. I feel like I'm trapped because I would like to explore this potential relationship with Brian, but not sure how to tell Susan, or if I just shouldn't say anything, keep Brian a secret and hope it doesn't come out. Please help. I'm a very paranoid BFF.
I mean, that's a very slippery one you got yourself into. Don't know how you slipped into that.
That's a really sticky situation.
Wait, so I can understand, like, yeah, I'm just trying to picture. I'm out and about. Sophia's single. Oh, you know, this is this guy she's been talking to called Henry.
That we know from our hometown.
Yeah.
But we all live here now.
And I'm like, oh, hi, Henry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, how are you? You know, I think he's talking to Sophia. And then he's like,
we're trying to figure out if he likes me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, well, yeah, let's get lunch, you know, because I want to report back to Sophia on what he's saying about her, you know.
Get some info.
Yeah. And I go for lunch and I'd just be thinking about how do you like Sophia and what you're in and where's this going, what your intentions with Sophia would be.
Because really, that's our current common ground.
Yeah.
Like you're after my best mate.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have smiled at you unless I didn't know you were talking to my friends.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have been so friendly.
Mm.
It's like a weird thing. You know, when you see a guy that your mate's talking to, it's kind of, oh, hello.
Yeah, you're like, what's going on here?
You're friendly because you know it's like...
new and budding.
New and like also we're just friends. Mm. Like I'm not smiling at you because I fancy you or because, you know.
I see something.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm. So, okay, I suppose I can understand how it'd be like, oh, you're alone tomorrow on your birthday. Well, let's go for dinner. Let's go for a, you know, friendly dinner. Okay, I can get how that could come about.
You've got a guy sat there being like, I'm going to be so lonely on my birthday. You think, oh, yeah, I can see that.
You know, and then I'm like, oh, Soph, I was just with Henry. Oh,
weirdest day. Weirdest day. Him, ended up going out for lunch. It's his birthday tomorrow.
He said he's got no one to see. So we're going to go out for dinner tomorrow. I'm going to get all the goss for you. And you're being like, oh, so cute. That's great. Glad you to know getting each along. Other.
Yeah.
Get to know each other. Report back. See if you can get any
Talk
gossip.
Talk me up, you know.
Right. And also, Susie knew you were going for dinner on his birthday, right?
Yes. Wasn't a secret.
So then how does it just take a turn?
And then it just took a turn.
So what is it? The alcohol? The dimly lit restaurant?
The environment? Well, I think obviously what happened is his argument...
He said...
Is that, oh, I wasn't aware that, you know, Susan saw me in that way. I haven't been looking at Susan in that way. Like, she wasn't... I was more thinking about you than I was Susan. That's obviously what he's been telling you. How true that is or not, who knows? But that's obviously been his argument.
Yeah. Either that was the truth or that was his little game plan. You know, little convenient little lie.
So then he's been like... And then you're getting these flirty vibes and you're thinking, hang on a sec, like what's going on here? And you're obviously enjoying it. You obviously find him attractive.
And then also in your head, you're kind of playing it down like, oh, well, you know, he doesn't even like her. He doesn't even know if he likes her. And also you're kind of
he's
being
telling
like,
me this whole time he was actually wanting me. Susan got a bit confused here. Like she's just crushed. They've never kissed. She's just got a crush.
Exactly. You're minimizing it in your head. But they've never kissed. I mean, he doesn't even know she likes him.
They've been on a date.
Yeah. And you're kind of thinking, oh, that's fine. I can like keep going with this. And then all of a sudden...
Then you're drunk.
You're drunk.
And then you're like...
And he's at your place.
When you're drunk, consequences seem so minor.
Exactly.
Nothing has a consequence.
Exactly. So you're... So already, you know, you've had a couple of drinks, you're kind of minimizing the whole situation. And then you're like... Drunk.
And you're thinking, everything is wrong here.
Yeah.
Like, sure, you're not worried.
They've never
about
even hung
anything.
Out. You know, he doesn't even know who she is. You know, and it's.
He liked me this whole time.
Yeah, like, it's his birthday. You're playing everything down. And then you wake up with
see
the,
how
with
got
the
yourself
regret.
In this situation.
But it wasn't just a once I think, yeah, like him. You think there's a spark. She thinks there's something there. She wants to keep exploring it. She's not even saying that was a mistake. You know, that can be a secret. You know, maybe I could just tell her it happened this one time. But you know, you want to explore it. So now that's
I mean, the reality is, if I said to Chintz, got a crush on this guy,
right?
You know, I've got this crush, really like this guy, like, you know, I'm sending him, like, when he posts something, I'm like, oh my god, does it look, I'm just
right
this guy,
and you're like, oh, I just really like him, does he know I exist? You know,
and then I Chintzia, you know, sits me down and she says,
oh my lord,
so that guy that you've got this crush on,
oh my god,
I've actually slept with him,
oh my god,
and I like him, I want to pursue it.
Whoa.
That'd be
some heavy shit.
I'd be like,
some deep shit.
Well, I would be disappointed,
flabbergasted,
shocked. I'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because that lunch and dinner is irrelevant.
Because I know, but the way that you've minimized, like the way we've just explained, but from your friend's point of view, she'll be thinking, it's irrelevant
how you got to this point,
like, and also like how far I am with this guy. You know, this guy is someone that I've got a crush on, so irrelevant of if he fancies me or if we've ever spoken or whatever, you know, I've just got a crush on him
regardless
so
what of
doing?
What he says doesn't matter, because I said I liked him and I'm at least speaking to him a little bit.
So listen,
you are in a pickle.
I
wouldn't, I honestly, like, is he worth it?
Is he worth it?
Like,
that's
I wouldn't keep going with him. You know, at the end of the day, choose what you'd prefer, pursuing this guy or your friend or your best friend. Because at the end of the day, right now, I think those are your two options. I don't think you can have both right now.
I don't think you can have both.
I think,
because you're, I think,
is he
I
worth think, it? Surely fucking surely not, guys. Come on.
I know how you've justified it to yourself, and we could all easily find
exactly.
ourselves.
Exactly. We justified it very easily then. Yeah.
But you also have to appreciate that your friend is going to feel very betrayed, very
it's
embarrassed.
Come out of nowhere.
She's going to feel, especially because she's not, you know, had guys before in the past. She's going to feel very like. An idiot.
It's
going to
hit her self-confidence, honestly.
Yeah, she's going to feel like, oh, like...
It's going to felt like you stole that... You know, I'm probably not making it any better for you, but it will feel like, oh, you stole the only guy I've liked in a year, you know.
I had a little thing prospect here.
You know, and... I've never kissed a guy, you know that, and you swooped in and fucking slept with him.
Took it out of my hands.
You know, it's pretty heavy shit. Mm.
So I think if you want to move forward
with
this
your friendship or with this guy,
you need to be very mindful that, I'm not going to lie to you, it's a shitty friend thing to do, I think.
And if you want to keep her around, the least you can do is get rid of this guy.
Get rid of this guy.
To start with. At least cut him off, block him, so you can at least prove to her, look, he's not around anymore.
I made a mistake.
I've got rid of him.
He's a twat.
It was a lapse in judgment. He is a twat, you know.
It's not good enough for you.
Yeah. It's not good enough for me. That's the least you can do to salvage your friendship. Mm. Look, she's not just going like, oh, I appreciate that. Oh, yeah, we're fine. Like, it's not going to be like that.
Mm. But it's the first step.
It's the first step. And then I think just because, look, you don't know if Susie is still communicating with him. Mm. We don't know if they're talking.
Because everything he said to you could have just been to get you into bed,
exactly. So I think
we don't know where.
When she gets back, be like, look, this is good. You're just gonna have to tell her, because the truth will come out eventually anyway. Tell her what happened.
Apologize.
Tell her you've cut him off and you're never gonna see him again. I promise, I'm
really
never
sorry.
Gonna see him again. I'm really sorry.
She's gonna happen again.
That's the least you can do. Keep apologizing.
See what happens. I don't think Brian is worth it.
He is not worth it. You know, look, absolutely pursue him if you want, but just know that you'll probably never...
You're going to lose your friend because of it.
Get the same friendship back again, you know?
Even if she says, it's fine.
It's not fine. Even if she, you know, yeah, says in the first, well, don't worry. No, she's good. That hits.
Yeah.
Okay. Help me. I saw my best friend's man with another girl. You know
shit.
What this is reminding me of? Isn't it when, doesn't someone see Chandler with that woman?
With the estate agent.
Mm. and he's going into houses with this woman. Mm. And it looks like he's fucking sleeping with this girl because they're in there for half an hour.
They're calling him like, do you want to go see a movie? And
yeah.
Like, oh no, I'm at work.
Yeah,
like, can't
she
see
not.
You in a car with this blonde woman?
Yeah, so look, it could just be an estate agent. Mm. We don't know.
We don't know.
So, hey girls. I have a big, big problem and I don't know what to do. So my
take
best...
Take a deep breath.
Let's take
the
a deep breath.
The power of a deep breath. Don't forget
Listen,
that.
Listen, let's not jump to conclusions yet. Let's just see the facts.
Mm.
So my best friend has been with her fiancé for 11
fiancé.
Years. 11 years.
Wow.
And the wedding is in
that
May.
That is basically half my
the
life.
The wedding is in May. So Jan, Feb, March, April, May, 4 months away.
It's creeping up on us.
Shit. A few nights ago, shit. This
Could
is,
it be a wedding planner?
Potentially. Exactly.
Could
We're
it be
already,
a cousin?
Yeah. Yeah, a cousin you don't
Could
know.
Could it be a party planner?
Is it a half-sister you're not aware of? Mm. Is it a, you know, a...
Is it a mum that looks weirdly young?
Yeah. There we go. A few nights ago... we went out for a casual dinner, just the two of us, to catch up and have a chat. I'm not sure. She said a few nights ago, we went out for a casual dinner.
Who's we?
Her best friend. Because she said, my best friend has been with her fiancé for 11
years.
Okay,
yeah, gotta be.
And the wedding is in May.
Yeah, okay.
A few nights ago, we went out for a casual dinner, just the two of us, to catch up and have a chat. We went out as her fiancé, let's call him Brian, works late till 11 p.m. every Tuesday night. Okay, so yeah, she did go out with her best friend.
Ooh, he works
because
late
Brian,
every Tuesday. Or does he see his other woman every Tuesday?
Off.
That's my question.
I know.
Why are you working? What's happening on a Tuesday?
What's happening on a Tuesday? That's every Tuesday.
Because I would maybe understand, you know, maybe a Friday, Saturday night. Let's say he owns a nightclub. Mm. Oh, well, you know, Friday and Saturday nights are late,
I'm
babe.
Thinking the stock market. You know?
Okay, we're going finance. What? Yeah, but what... Mm. So what, is Tuesday
Why
night
is it
a
so
big...
routine?
Is it a big night in the stock market?
Don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Are we up late making... I don't know what they do over
trades?
There. Making trades? Trading off the cash? Or is he... Going,
watching the market plummet.
Yeah. Or is he going to the casino every Tuesday and gambling all his money away? Gambling your future money away?
Or is he seeing...
Or is he seeing Sarah? Okay. Right. So...
It's Tuesday night, date night.
After we ordered, I went over to the bar to get our drinks. Then I saw Brian with
You're
another girl.
You're fucking joking me.
Shit.
No way.
Shit. So in that same bar...
Stop it.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting that from that line.
Stop.
Should have read it with a bit more punch. So I saw Brian with another girl. They were sitting together, him all dressed up, with another girl having a nice dinner and wine. I was so shocked. I like froze.
So they're sat at the bar.
Yeah.
Dinner, wine, he's dressed up. But
with wine. He's dressed up, she's dressed up. This is not a business meeting.
It's date night.
You know, it's late Tuesday night.
And he says that I work late
every Tuesday night.
Till 11 p.m.
So he's, this is not a business meeting. You've got wine. Okay.
Also, we could do a business lunch.
Right. Absolutely. Are we meant to be drinking on the job?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. So
social clients,
it could be a business dinner.
But that's a very intimate
business
usually
dinner.
Usually I would imagine these things to be, you know, there's a few of you or...
Yes.
You know,
at least another guy present or...
It's not so date-like.
It'd be so different if it was him and two women.
Mm.
That changes everything. Mm. Because it's like, well, they're clearly just colleagues, you know? Or it's some weird threesome. So I was so shocked I couldn't tell Sarah.
You went to sit down and didn't say anything?
So
you're
you
kidding.
Saw it and your initial thought was he's on a date. Like, I believe that instinct.
You saw that, you know, as romantic.
If you're seeing that as romantic, I 100% believe you. So I went back with our drinks and at the end I went up to pay. Oh my God. Guys.
Wait, how did you go back with the drinks and not say, oh my fucking God.
I know. Maybe she was just panicked. This is her boyfriend.
That's your fiance up there.
Right.
And you've been with him 11 years.
I know, but she maybe just froze.
Who the fuck is he sat up there with?
Guys, listen to this.
But also, you obviously felt like you couldn't go in and be like, oh,
yeah,
Steve.
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Well, because
you obviously
it was a date.
Saw it and thought shady.
Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise we would have gone, hey, we're here too.
Yeah, join us.
Yeah, if it was purely platonic. Guys, wait for this.
What?
So.
Did they kiss?
Listen. So I went back with our
Reed.
Drinks. I am! At the end, I went up to pay the bill. As I saw them leaving outside and he kissed her. He kissed her. I was so shocked.
You are joking.
So now you saw the confirmation. Look, he's fucking kissing
romantic.
This woman. This was a romantic
Tuesday
date.
Tuesday
night's date night with the
Working
other woman.
Working late, my ass.
Yeah, fucking lying, bitch. So I was shocked. I really wanted to tell her. I just don't know if I can.
Oh,
you should have
God.
In the moment.
You should have been like, we need to get outside right now. This girl out here is with your man.
The adrenaline. Yeah. They are about to make a huge commitment to each other in just a few months. I really need your help. Much love. Hope you have an amazing week. Well, I hope you have an amazing week. If I can go round to her house right now and say, Sarah, I'm so sorry. I didn't tell you at the time, but last fucking Tuesday night.
I just don't know how you kept that in.
Because I understand when you saw him sat at dinner. Okay, maybe you're thinking,
no,
what the
I
fuck?
Don't. I can't. Chintz.
Yeah,
we,
I know.
Me and you are out for dinner, right?
Yeah.
I go up to the bar. I see your boyfriend sat with a girl. First of all, I think I would just go and be like, oh, hi.
You'd
assume it's a friend.
You'd make yourself known.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi. And then I'd be like,
yeah.
And then I'd go, if I didn't, I'd go over back to, I'd be like, you know Brian's
over
there.
There.
You know he was here tonight.
You didn't mention it. And then
I'd be like, no, he fucking said he's fucking working.
Like, he's there with his, is that his friend? And you'd be like, no, who the fuck is that? And then we'd be, how do you go and sit back down and say nothing?
I know. It's true.
How does that happen? Anyway, it's happened now.
She must have just froze. You obviously felt panicked
and froze. Because
some people in high stress situations, they freeze up. Some people freeze up. Some people are action. Mm. Some people, it's, you know, so.
I get it. I'm like, wow. But then the kiss
for me would have sealed the deal. That would have been like, oh my God.
Go.
999. Let's fucking go. Surely. Cheetah.
Surely.
Right, well, you got to fucking tell her, babes.
Oh, how did you just walk out that restaurant and look, not do anything? Look,
you can't let her marry this guy.
No.
You have evidence. She's going to believe you. She's going to trust you. Look, listen, you don't know what's going on. Maybe she's had inklings.
Maybe she's seen something on the phone.
Maybe she's, you know, maybe she's had her suspicions. Mm. She just needs to hear it from you. Look, I fucking saw him cheat on you. If only you'd have took a pic.
If only you'd have said it there and then.
Because then also you could have showed it to him. Because the thing is, if he's a twat, you're going to go, well, it was fucking Sarah saw you. What did she see? She didn't see nothing. Mm. Where's the proof? Mm. Isn't it?
What are you talking? You're jealous of us.
She's lying.
You're getting married before her. She's trying to sabotage us.
She's lying to you. She always, you know,
11 years we've had together.
You know, so if only you took a bit. But no, she'll believe you. She'll believe you.
You know what you could do? If you wanted to go a little bit undercover.
Oh, okay. We could do it again. Yeah. Tuesday night.
Next Tuesday night.
Yeah.
We're hanging about outside of his office across the road, you know, hiding behind a black cab or a bin or a lamppost. Yeah. And we're going to follow him.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday after work.
Maybe you could take that upon yourself.
To another establishment, another bar, another meal.
Mm-hmm.
And you could then go and get your proof. Because I'm sure he does this every Tuesday by the sounds of it. This must be his Tuesday girl.
Yeah. Or it's like his allocated time to take a different female out every Tuesday.
Yeah, you never know.
Because also it is kind of a unsuspecting evening for a
date. It's not a date night, Tuesday.
Because if it was every Friday, I'd be like, oh, but Friday is like, you know, it's the weekend. Don't you want to be with your fiancé? Mm. So Tuesday, it makes sense. He works on Tuesday.
We're well into the work week.
It's very feasible.
And also it's like, he's got work tomorrow, Wednesday. Like, where's he going? Yeah.
Well, obviously, you know, maybe he sleeps with them very quick and then heads home in a hotel, goes back to their place.
Mm.
But I feel sorry for the other woman. They obviously don't know he's engaged.
Too. Unless she's also cheating on her partner and it's quite...
Potentially. But anyway, generally, I wouldn't think she knows. And she thinks she's seeing this amazing guy and this potential. And really, he's actually getting married in May.
Mm.
That's fucking crazy.
I think you definitely need to tell your best friend.
You need to just tell her right now.
I froze in the moment, but I've got something serious to tell you. See her in person,
okay?
Do it in person. In person for sure. And be like, look, like I absolutely froze the other night, but I can't sleep at night.
Just say like...
I've got to tell you this.
And I've been thinking about it and I know exactly he was cheating on you. I didn't want to jump the gun just in case and just... Play it like that. I saw
him kiss this woman and then be like, look, I'm going to follow him next Tuesday and I'm going to see him do it. If you want to come with me.
If not.
See it for yourself. If not, I'll get pictures.
But this motherfucker is going down.
Mm. And hopefully she'll be like, you are. Because if that was me, I'd be like, I'm fucking coming on Tuesday. Yeah. Meet me there. Well, yeah, because
there's something about seeing something with your own eyes. Yeah, you can't
argue with it. Like, and you can't also talk yourself into a, oh no, but it could have just been blah, blah, blah. No, when you've seen it with your own eyes, it's like, whoa.
Why would he take his date to somewhere where he knows, you know, you obviously like and go to?
Well, obviously, is he stupid? He'd be at home, I don't know. But did you not say, oh, I'm going out with, you know,
obviously not.
Sarah tonight?
No, we're actually going to this
Sexy Fuck. Fish. You would have thought, oh, hang on.
I'm going to Sexy Fish at 9. I've
got a reservation for 9 o'clock at the bar. Mm.
What a twat.
Definitely they think they're so slick. Down the aisle.
He thinks he's got away with that as well. Mm, what a twat.
What an idiot. And then, you know,
you can
advise and be there for support.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a really scary thing for her to call off an engagement. She's been with this guy for 11 years.
A wedding is planned and paid for. Like, that's also scary.
This is huge. We're so close to like the big day
that
she might go ahead with it. She might not call it off.
We don't know. Like, she might think, I can't deal with this right now. Like, you never and listen, know. But as long as you know on your own conscience that she's got all the information that she needs, she's got to then make her own judgments. And hopefully she doesn't go through with it. But you never know what people's circumstances are.
For all we know, they're in an open relationship. And this is a part of the deal.
She's got a Thursday night guy.
And she goes out every Thursday night.
Who knows?
We don't know, but...
What goes on behind closed doors?
Remains whatever. But yeah, tell her right now, please. Baby.
Okay, right. Yeah. Last dilemma. We're ending on a quick one. I'm going to keep it short and snappy.
Snappy.
We've got, can't stop looking at his phone.
So you've got an impulsion that you can't quite shake.
An addiction.
An addiction, yeah.
Hi, girls. I love you both. Oh, we love you too. And I'm a religious listener. So I have a problem. My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years.
Okay.
And I can't help but look through his phone. It's like a compulsive behavior, always thinking I'll find something.
Right.
I have actually found messages from his ex on there last year that I confronted him about and told him to block her, which he did.
Okay.
It's like I kind of want to find something, so I keep looking every chance I
get. Do you
want to
be with this guy then?
He's found me once looking through it and was really upset with me as it was a complete invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
I'm worried I will get caught again and we will break up over it. How do I stop? I know this is wrong, but I just can't help it. I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, yeah, because
you've got an addiction.
If I was like, went for a shower and my boyfriend grabs my phone, any chance he can get, quick. Scrolling through.
I'm like, do you want to fucking chill out?
And I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, sorry. And Axel frantic. And he's like deep in, you know, Instagram
like,
DMs.
You just wake up in the middle of the night and you roll over and he's there with the light glowing in his face.
And it's your phone.
And just like scroll. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
You'd be offended. Like, I'd be so offended. I'd be like, what do you think you're going to find? Also, just hands off my fucking phone.
Yeah, like chill out.
Chill out.
It's
I'm
not cool.
Cheating on you. I'm not messaging anyone. It's not cool at all. Like... So I
would
get
start
it.
Start to really annoy you.
Yeah, especially if it was a couple times now.
Yeah.
If I knew he'd look through it, you know, 6 months ago and had maybe, found some messages.
I think the problem here is that when you have looked, you've found stuff.
Yeah, and you just think there's going to be more to find.
That now is what has got your brain ticking.
Yeah.
Of like, well, if I never looked on that phone, I would have seen those messages. And he could have still been messaging his ex. Like, and then you feel like it's because you found something before that you've had a problem with.
And you just want to make sure that he's not doing it again. Or and you just want to make sure he's not lying to you. Because in your head, he said to you, oh, sorry, I'll never do that again, whatever. And you're thinking, well, will you? I'm going to check. You know, when it's kind of like, well, I hope, you know, you won't prove me wrong. But like, I'm going to keep checking because I want to make sure that you're telling the truth here. And I get that. It's like I don't want to just believe you. I want to see the actions and make sure that the proof is, in the pudding.
But I think the problem here is that bottom line, and people might have different opinions on this, but bottom line, it's not healthy. To
be so paranoid all the time.
Have such a, urge and kind of like craving to be checking your partner's phone regularly. I don't think that is healthy because I know you'll be lying in bed at night staring at the ceiling thinking,
well, I could just nab it now.
His phone's under his pillow. I could just nab it. And we just look like that isn't.
Well, yeah, it's not healthy. Like,
it's not a way to live.
Like,
it's not a
you
way
know,
to
you
live.
Shouldn't be living every day thinking, when's the moment I can
it?
Grab it so I can
or
have a look?
You're seeing him on it. I wonder what he's doing. Who's he talking to? Yeah. Blah, blah. That's no way to live, I don't think.
No. So it's like, unless you can squash. So it's either he is messaging other girls, and you're right in thinking that there's stuff to find because there is stuff to find and he is cheating on you when he is messaging other girls. So it's like, of course I'm thinking I want to check it all the time because he's cheating on me. Mm. Or it's like, you want to break up with him. Mm. You want to find anything
find
a fault. Because if it's neither of those things, just if you can't let it go,
which points to the fact that you don't trust him, or you don't see him, you know, you don't think highly of him.
No.
You know, because I'm thinking like, you could sit there and like, I'm sat, my boyfriend's on his phone. There's no thought in my mind that thinks it's
he's cheating on me.
He's, you know, doing something shady on there. Or there's no little spark or little inkling in me to be like, you need to fucking see what's going on. Like, you need to grab that. It doesn't exist. No. It's not there.
And it shouldn't exist. So
it shouldn't exist.
So this compulsion you're feeling, it's because you can't trust him and he is doing shady stuff.
And you can't let it go what you found before. And it's what you found before has changed things.
Yeah.
And it's given you this slight feeling of like, oh, but now I just need to feel like, I feel like I'm in the dark. I need to know what's going on.
Yeah. And
because you know that you don't want to be. So why should you?
If you can't let the compulsion go, that look, I trust him now. That it was that one time, but I trust him. I'm not going to check. You know, I want
an invasion of privacy.
Want a healthy relationship now. I don't want to be doing that. It makes me panic. I'm on edge. I feel like he's going to catch me.
I've not found it. Yeah. I'm not finding for anything. What? There was only that one time. Right. He, you know, blocked her and dealt with it.
So if you can't tell yourself that and stop the stalking and stop the
get it out of your head
scrolling.
Easier said than done, for sure. Yeah. When you're in that, you know.
So if you can't, then maybe he is doing shady shit every day that you need to check up on him for, and it's not a healthy relationship. Or you had a relationship in the past where someone was messaging girls all the time, and you were unaware, maybe, and it's a bit of paranoia, and you're thinking, well, my ex, he was messaging girls all the time, and I had no clue, so I need to make sure that if you are, I can fucking see what's going on, like. What is it? And then deal with it. Because if he actually is messaging other girls, break up with him because he's cheating on you.
Of course.
You know? Or is it, you know, kind of your own thing that you need to deal with? Like
building up in your head and kind of like picturing something that's not old, really
bad experiences. There. Doesn't help that he was messaging his ex a year ago, does it? Doesn't help. Because you're thinking, well, what else is there to
that's,
find?
That's, I think, what set you off. I think if you didn't find anything the first time, you would have let it go.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, fuck. Maybe try and go cold turkey for 6 months. Do you know what I mean?
Just 6 months. I'm thinking, let her do 3 days.
Yeah.
I feel like she's checking it every day.
You know, try maybe week by week to not have that impulsion. Mm. Unless there's... But the thing is like, are you... Like, if you have a feeling like, I need to check it. Like, are you being tipped off? Like, do you think he's doing stuff? Then that's a problem.
What's setting you off?
What's setting you off? Like, is he actually being shady? And then you think, well, I need to fucking check your phone. Like, you're being shady.
Is he hiding his phone from you?
Yeah.
Does he not go on his phone next to you?
Yeah.
Like, will he ask you, oh, just grab my phone and just look up that? Like, you know,
how does he act around his phone?
Like, got his back to you when he's on his phone, then you would be thinking, what the fuck?
Yeah, because it makes
me
think, like, surely he's got to be acting so shady.
Is his phone always got to be face down on the table? Yeah. Like, is it that, like, can it not be like, oh, just get that? Would you just text my mum and do a lot?
Yeah.
Is it
every time he's on his phone? Yeah, he's turned away. Because then, I'd be
the same.
I'd have the same compulsions.
What the fuck is in there?
I'd have the same compulsions
to you. Yeah.
So it makes me think, you know, something might be going on and it's not you and it's him and he, you know, he's actually messaging girls and shit.
Because bottom of the line, I think healthy, trusting relationship, you don't have the urges, compulsive urges
to look for something that he's doing.
It doesn't even cross your mind to think that they would even be doing something
wanting
like that.
To find something. It's like, well, you're acting shady with me, so I'm gonna look on your phone and see what the fuck you're up to.
Yeah,
you know. But if his behavior is not indicating any cheating or any wrongdoing, then that's probably a problem.
Time to look inwards.
Yes, because if he's being a beautiful, amazing boyfriend and he's not giving any signs of, you know, wrongdoing, then you shouldn't be checking his phone. Because that's just going to feel horrible and that's not fair. You know, when it's like, oh, well, why don't you trust me? Because I'm not doing anything, you know?
Yeah, that's going to cause issues.
And that's going to cause issues. And then he's going to think, well, if you don't trust me, what have we got here then, you know? Because don't they say when people are... So if I'm saying you're cheating on me, well, it's because I'm cheating on you too.
People often see their own actions in other people.
Yes.
So it's like a guy who is cheating on his girlfriend, can be really paranoid that his girlfriend is cheating on him.
Because he's cheating on his girlfriend.
Because it's like, well, I'm doing it. So you could well be fucking doing it. So I'm going to make sure you never go out and you never wear a low-cut top. And I always see your phone. And, the, you know, that's kind of
exactly
the, sometimes what happens.
All right.
But that's a tough one. I think look inwards, see where the root of the problem is coming from.
Reflect on your relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you want to be with this guy? Do you
trust
this guy? Does he make you happy? Are you happy in this relationship? Or do you actually just, you don't trust him? Because if you don't, you obviously are struggling to, you know, look past what happened a year ago. So maybe you just need to move on because this isn't healthy for you.
And you can't go on like this.
You can't. It's no way to live. I know I keep saying it, but it's really not. So take some time to reflect.
Baby.
All right, everybody. That was a lovely girl talk.
That was lovely.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Yes.
Valentine's Day is approaching.
We are hitting the road soon.
Hitting the road on the Galentine's tour.
Woo,
coming
baby.
To a theatre near you.
Let's fucking go, bitches.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, and follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and on TikTok and on YouTube.
We are everywhere.
Yes.
Love you. Ya.
Bye.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.